You're listening to Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO. Good evening. I'm Juliet Frumhold, your host from now until 11 o'clock. So very happy to be with you this evening. As I mentioned last week, we are back to live music. We took a little bit of a, we'll call it a post-holiday break. And we are back in action with a great night of live music for you. We're going to be previewing, as we do this time of year, the Winter Folk Festival. That is January 28th at the Yellow Cab Building, and we'll tell you all about the fest and how you can attend here in just a little while, but we're going to start off with some music. We've got three songwriters in the house, all great musicians, and they're going to be performing for us, and we'll chat with them as well. We've got John DeBuck, Charlie Jackson, and Achilles Tenderloin in the house, and John, why don't you start us off with one?
Okay, be happy to. I just have to mention Tracy Allen, my friend who kind of renamed this song today. Never had a title for it, but she said she calls it 25 Steps, and I like that better than what it was called. So this is like the first time this song has ever been played as 25 Steps in G sharp. It's always been in G sharp.
I wouldn't know you if I passed you on the street, unless I ran right into you for staring at my feet. You've changed a little more every time we meet, but slow the eyes may recognize our hearts don't miss a beat. It ain't that far, ain't but 25 steps to the old bar. Take my car, we'll drink until we peel away the years of tar, gathers where the wrinkles and the cracks are. Still your old rock star, you're my Achilles heel, you know you are. So what you waiting for? It ain't that far. Songs once dripped from these old lips like yellow from the moon, and the words would flow so thick and slow you could eat them with a spoon. Till one day my muse took a cruise, left my heart to swoon. But now she's back with a Marshall stack on a Tuesday afternoon. It ain't that far, ain't but 25 steps to the old bar. Take my car, we'll drink until we peel away the years of tar, gathers where the wrinkles and the cracks are. I'm still your old rock star, you're my Achilles heel, you know you are. So what you waiting for? It ain't that far. I ain't heard one word from you since who knows when. Got an empty notebook and a head full of letters that I meant to send. But I will never, 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 never not be your friend. If you should find true love, if the world should end, let's drink our pride and slink inside the old-time photo booth. I can't find a safer place to face the ugly truth. I'd say we came through okay, a little longer in the tooth. Let's spin our wheels, click our heels in the twilight of our youth. It ain't that far, ain't but 25 steps to the old bar. We'll take my car, we'll drink until we peel away the years of tar, gathered where the wrinkles and the cracks are. Still your old rock star, my Achilles heel, you know you are. So what you waiting for? It ain't that far. Said you know you are. So what you waiting for? It ain't that far.
John DeBuck live in the YSO studios. We're going to be back to talk with him in just a moment. But first, Charlie Jackson's in the house. Why don't you play one for us, if you please?
I would be happy to.
Mm-hmm. He set out from Arkansas, 17 years old. Left his home and family far behind. Well, he drove all night and day across the volunteer state till the sun rose over that Carolina line. Well, he walked into a dancing hall, saw her in the crowd, destined to be a beauty of her time. Well, her eyes were green as emeralds and her voice was sweet as wine. She was the angel of the Carolina line. And the band played on that old sad song, head upon his chest as they began to sway in time. And he fought back tears as the world disappeared for a moment at the Carolina line. Well, the band finished their song, and he had to move along. But he promised he'd come back for her in time. And all the time that he was gone, no place ever felt like home, except for one night at the Carolina line. But by the time he came around, she had bought a wedding gown, was set to marry in just 2 weeks' time. With a red rose in his hands, he knew he had missed his chance with the angel of the Carolina line. And he knew he'd love her so, even when he's gray and old, till they lay his body into a box of pine. His chance for heaven crushed and gone. Hell was all his life alone without the angel of the Carolina line.
Charlie Jackson, live in the WYSO studios. And we'll be back to talk with him as well here in just a moment. But we've got one more live performer for you, Achilles Tenderloin in the house. And would you do us the honor of one?
Absolutely. Stiffs. All you dead folks, go away and don't bother me. Wish all you dead folks would go away and quit bothering me. Don't know how to live. Don't try and tell me how to be. If you're so smart,
tell me, why are you so dead? If you're so smart, well, how come you're so dead? Never trust a barber with a toupee on his head. So all you dead folks, go away and don't bother me. Wish all you dead folks, go away and quit bothering me. Don't know how to live, don't try and tell me how to be. There's winners and losers, it's plain to see who won. There's winners and losers, I think we can all agree who won. You're buried in a box, I'm up here singing in the sun. So all you dead folks, go away and don't bother me. Wish all you dead folks would go away and quit bothering me. Don't know how to live, don't try and tell me how to be.
Achilles Tenderloin, live in the WISO studio. He's joined by Charlie Jackson and John Dubuck. They are three out of four of the acoustic performers that are going to be a part of the Winter Folk Festival. That's January 28th at the Yellow Cab. Paige Beller will be joining the acoustic lineup, and we'll talk more about the full band lineup here in just a little while. But first, welcome you guys. It's so great to have the three of you in the house.
Aw, thanks. Good to be here.
So we just wrapped up a year. We're into a new year. For each of you, kind of give us a little snapshot of what 2016 was like for you musically, and what are you looking forward to here in 2017?
Starting with me?
Sure, go for it, John.
okay. 2016 was fine musically, not great. You know, I played some shows. I played some paying gigs at some wine bars and stuff and restaurants. That was kind of a new find for me. The paying gig, that's new. But and did my thing with Trey Stone and the Ringers, that I do once in a while. Those guys let me play acoustic guitar, and you know, for fun, I feel like I'm just kind of playing in their sandbox. But for 17, I've been sitting on a record I recorded like 2 years ago, and that's finally coming out next month. So it's called Where Have I Been All Your Life? And it's an aptly named record. So that should be coming out in February of 17, and you all have that to look forward to. And hopefully lots more gigs this year and kind of get myself out there, maybe get a little outfit of my own together, kind of a rock band. That's in the works as well. So
very hopefully. Nice. Is the record just you solo with guitar, or do you have a band on it?
It's kind of just me and friends. So I just kind of, it's same songs that everyone thought I was kind of a folk musician. That's why I get invited to things like Winter Folk, but in my mind they're always rock songs. So I just kind of got some friends that I like that play and just had them come in and play over it, and it turned into a rock record kind of, you know, over time. So it's pretty cool. It's, you know, a little different than what you might expect.
Nice. Yeah. Well, that is definitely something to look forward to in February.
I'm excited.
Awesome. Charlie, what about you? What was the last year like for you musically, and what are you looking forward to this year?
The last year has been pretty good. It's probably one of the best years I've had as far as my music project goes so far. I've been getting a lot of really good shows thanks to guys like Charles and Harold, and I started recording. I don't know if it's going to be a full length or an EP or what yet. We've had one session so far, with the help of Harold and Max from the Repeating Arms and David from New Old Fashioned. They're kind of spearheading the project and doing a lot of producing work with me. And so 2017, looking forward, I hope to get that finished and get it out and just play more shows.
Oh, that's
more fun.
That's very exciting. With your recording right now, what's it like to get to kind of work with these other musicians as you're crafting either this full length or this EP or whatever it's going to manifest itself as?
It's really great because I'm really more of a hack than anything else. So it's to have people that actually know what they're doing is really kind of a real savior for me.
Nice. And in terms of once you get it out, are you thinking about using that as sort of a launch pad to get out on the road more, or have you even thought that far ahead yet?
I'd like to. Family restrictions kind of keep me from going on the road too much, but I'm hoping it would get me at least to branch out to more than just Dayton area kind of shows.
Weekend kind of regional
right.
Things. Awesome. Well, we will look forward to that from you. That's very exciting. And Achilles Tenderloin, what about you? How's your last year and this year looking?
Oh, it was a good one. A few new songs, a couple of new concert series. And also a continued Lyricist Corner, which I think was brand new the last time I saw you.
I believe it was, yeah.
Yeah. And Sona is still growing. We had a very exciting year. Expanded it into Indianapolis this year.
Nice.
Yeah. And, trying to travel into more new territory and keep going.
Keeping on in 2017. Excellent. Well, for all of you guys, Winter Folk is coming up right around the corner, and it's going to be this great mix of acoustic and full band, and there's art. What's it like for all of you guys as musicians who, kind of get to perform a variety of types of gigs and in a variety of worlds, so to speak? What's it like to be a part of an event like this?
Well, speaking personally, it's always an honor because there's so many good people, songwriters in Dayton. And so, it just being in the same mix with them, you get a couple of you get an opportunity not just to play to a bunch of people, but also to, play with other people, see how your stuff stacks up. It's really good. It's like the ultimate, it's very reassuring. And at the end of the night, assuming that you didn't, stink up the joint, you feel pretty good about yourself when you do these kind of things. So I love doing them. I think it's fun. It's a fun night just to hang out too. And, drink some beers, talk to some friends. Cool. It's good stuff.
Awesome. Charlie, what about you?
Yeah, basically the same as what John was saying. I was able to play Winter Folk 2 years ago, and it was a whole lot of fun. And just everybody there and seeing the people from the full age spectrum and all that to be really responsive to the songs that you're singing and to just to get to see friends and make friends, and I always said that shows are just playing the music at shows is just the excuse for friends to get together. So, I really like hanging out with all these guys. So, should be a lot of fun.
Awesome. And Achilles, I know shows like this are kind of your where your heart is in terms of community.
I just love it. And this will be my first time at Winter Folk this year, so I'm really looking forward to it. There will be a lot of new faces for me and people that I've heard about and have looked forward to meeting but just haven't had a chance to.
And I think also I'm going to add this. I'm sorry if I'm interrupting, but the fact that it's like a folk festivals, you usually kind of equate them with like summer and whatever, but I kind of like bad weather, and I think it's kind of cool that we got one that's in the winter time, it's like an indoor thing, and it's real festive and cool. So,
especially this time of year, where it feels like all we're doing is just waiting for the warm weather.
Exactly, yeah. Except this year, we're just waiting for rain to
stop. It's true. We're talking about the Winter Folk Festival. It is January 28th at the Yellow Cab Building, and we're going to tell you more about the larger event here in just a moment. But I think I'd love to hear another song from each of our acoustic performers. John, would you start us off with another one?
Sure. I'll do one.
Don't worry about us, I'm sticking with you. You get on a bus, and I will too. Kalamazoo sounds good to me, so how about you? Ooh-wee, Kalamazoo, Lamakazoo. Mom's on my last nerve, treats me like I'm three. What good does it serve, grounding me, hounding me? Oh, what's the use, John Prine's blues? Ooh-wee, take a walk with me in John Prine's shoes. She's been in my stuff, she's been through my room. Where's my dipping snuff, my Heidi stuff. She's been through my room. Where's my Shia LaBeouf, my Judy Bloom? Don't worry about us, I'm sticking with you. You get on a bus, baby, where to? Timbuktu sound good to me, so how about you? Ooh-wee, Timbuktu, tip a canoe.
John DeBuck, live on Kaleidoscope. Charlie Jackson, you got another one for us?
Oh, I sure do. All right, this next one is one I wrote for my wife. She always asks me why all of my songs are so depressing. So I wrote a happy love song for her.
Hours a week in the same damn job, and I'm gonna let you know, I'm gonna let you know. Fingers to the bone and my back is tired, but I'm gonna let you know, I'm gonna let you know. Cold nights, long days, make you feel so far away. Then your sweet smile makes it all worthwhile. I wanna take you dancing on the moon. I'm gonna let you know, I'm gonna let you know. Cause at the end of the day, it's only me and you. So I'm gonna let you know, I'm gonna let you know. Dancing in the sundress, blowing in the breeze, and I'm gonna let you know, I'm gonna let you know. Pair of smoky eyes brings me to my knees, and I'm gonna let you know, I'm gonna let you know. Laughter and tears, we gonna make it through these years.
We're gonna stake this claim. One thing you gotta swear to me is if I ever make you doubt my love, you gotta let me know. You gotta let me know, because I wanna make it right before you've had enough. So you gotta let me know. You gotta let me know. Though the nights are so long, baby, I'm coming home. I wanna take you dancing on the moon. I'm gonna let you know. I'm gonna let you know. 'Cause at the end of the day, it's only me and you. So I'm gonna let you know. I'm gonna let you know. You know, I'm gonna let you know. I'm gonna let you know.
Charlie Jackson, live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. Achilles Tenderloin, can we hear another one?
Oh, yes. This one's called Cold Morning Blues. Sweep the streets. Maple leaves are rustling around my feet. It's a far whistle from home for me. Shove along, shuffling down the street. Stranger to these blocks, often left them along the walk, and the people, how they love to talk. I keep my head down, heading down to the postman's box. Skies to dull the shame. Faithless in the Midwest, you gotta pray for rain. Pray for. From my childhood days, always with their questions and their hands raised, saying, morning, good morning, you know, we all got our praise to pay. Humbled and mumbling as I fade away. And I'm grateful for the gray skies to dull the shame. Faithless in the Midwest, you gotta pray for rain. Pray for.
Achilles Tenderloin, live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. We had Charlie Jackson back there and John Dubuck. They are three out of four of the solo performers that are going to be at the Winter Folk Festival. It's January 28th at the El Cab. And I'm going to give these guys a breather for a few minutes. We'll be back with you guys in the big studio here in just a little while. And in the meantime, I'm going to turn my attention to the guys over here in the air studio with me. Two of the masterminds behind the Winter Folk Festival, the guys that help make it happen every year. Welcome back, Harold and Charles. Good to have you both in the house.
Hey, thanks for having us back again.
My pleasure, my pleasure. So glad to see that Winter Folk is back again. Always a welcome event this time of year. Even though we haven't had snow yet, I still am like kind of in the mood. I need some live music in my life.
For sure. I need some snow too. I'm a big
you
fan
need some
of,
snow?
I'm a fan of cold weather too. So hopefully it won't be like the first Winter Folk when we had a foot of snow. But
there's like a happy medium somewhere
in
there.
Yeah, for sure. Yes.
So we heard some of the solo performers for Winter Folk, but we're also going to have some full bands. Both of your bands will be playing The Repeating Arms and Old News. And tell us about our visiting bands this year.
We have the Devil Doves this year. They're new blood to the festival, and they're coming in from Columbus. We actually played Canoe Grass with them this past summer, and they're great guys. Put on a really great, it's really a diverse show. There's like a little bit of blues and a lot of roots, like influence music going on. And we've been trying to, trade some shows. I'm like, hey, you guys should come down for Winter Folk and just, see what you think. And really excited to have them. And we have Honey in Houston again this year.
Great.
Which they're
wonderful.
Like, I think they might be on the bill from here on out. They're one of my favorite bands. And I've never seen them, you'll see a band sometime and it's like, oh, they weren't having a good night. You know, I've never seen them play a bad show. No. Like, it's, I don't know what they're drinking in the water down there in Cincinnati and Northern Kentucky, but it really works. So.
If they're listening, they're rolling their eyes right now.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Knock on some wood.
That's happening, yeah. Hopefully they don't, break something at the show or something now.
Be all your fault.
Jinx them. Yeah. But, yeah, and then Old News, they'll be there. Is this your – do you guys – is this the fourth year or the third year?
I think third year.
Okay.
Third year.
And they're fresh out of the studio.
Still working,
but they just got out of the studio the other day. So.
Yeah. And it's been a while since the Arms have been maybe Victoria in October.
Yeah.
Probably.
Well.
Last chance, yeah. aside from last Saturday.
Right.
Aside from that, it's been a while.
It's been a long time. No, this is actually the first year that we kind of took a couple years off because I'm usually so crazy with everything going on, and I did a solo set last year, I think.
Mm-hmm.
This is the fourth year, so it's starting to all of the shows
are
like, oh, it's just
gelling
one
together.
Big show, But I did a solo set last year, which was super fun because I don't get to do that a lot. But this year, I was like, guys, we gotta play another one. It's too much fun, So
right.
So we'll be playing like a later set. So hopefully, it won't be as crazy at that point. But it should be fun this year.
And Paige Beller,
yes,
we'll be there. Who doesn't like Paige?
Yeah, I know Paige, frequent guest on the show for sure. Around summertime, she's here quite a few times between
she's super busy.
Yeah. I know. So great music represented, yes. And you're also going to have some great art represented. Tell me a little bit about the artists and what you've got going on there.
Once again, we have four artists that we brought in are going to be showing that evening, out of Columbus, well, Middle Ohio, we'll say. John K. Victor, who does these plein air paintings, a la Prima, one go, out. And we met him at Canoe Grass as well. So he'll be serving a little bit of double duty playing harp with Old News as that evening. But his paintings are fantastic. Glenn Clark, who a lot of individuals in the Miami Valley are familiar with from DVAC, will have some of his mixed media artwork on display. I know that I think he was here. He had some artwork in Yellow Springs displayed, I think May.
Yeah,
last year at the brewery.
Sometime in the spring, yeah.
So he'll be bringing some more stuff out. It'll be fantastic to see him. This year we also, I kind of wanted to represent folk art maybe in a little different way. We think of, sometimes like quilts and doilies. And I mean, from the diversity of music, you could, I hope that you can tell that it's not quilts and doilies. But Amanda Bowling, who is a fashion designer here locally, I caught her at Clash's fashion shows, and I really fell in love with what she was doing because she reclaims fabric. She doesn't believe in consuming clothes. It's all part of a, you know, something that when she creates it, she's leaving her marks on it and adjusting it in a way or altering it in a way that it makes a new, something completely new. And I think everyone will enjoy seeing what she's brought. And then she also has ceramic work. She does a lot of the buttons and things that she puts on her clothing. So she'll have some of that there as well. And then Jess McMillan, who with Old News we worked closely with this last year, kind of her house band for the Mosaic Institute in Miamisburg. And she does these amazing murals. I know that there's one smack dab downtown Miamisburg.
It's amazing.
It is amazing.
I almost wreck every time I drive.
It's really sweet. And she does these amazing mosaics that I think when I first was told about her work, I was like, oh, mosaic work, you know, and you kind of have an idea. But the scale, I guess I just didn't understand the scale that she was working with. They're much larger pieces oftentimes than I would probably feel comfortable tackling. But she is she's reopening the Mosaic Institute in downtown Dayton, and this will be her first show in a very long time because as organizing that, she didn't really have a chance to come out and see. And she, I know she has a lot of fans here locally and a lot of friends who will be out at Winter Folks seeing what she what she's been working on, because I know she's got a new piece that she's showing and she's yet to send me a picture. So,
oh, that's exciting.
I'm just as eager as probably most of them. So once again, we have, you know, a lot of different artists representing in Miami Valley.
I like it because it's, you know, you briefly mentioned folk art, and these are certainly all, you know, kind of traditional art forms, but we're definitely talking about artists who are really taking, you know, either a traditional folk art form or a traditional fine art form and kind of really making it their own and doing their own thing with it.
Absolutely. And with the music as well, there's a modernization, I think, that maybe that's not the right word for it, but, you know, it is what's happening. We all, as a generation, continue to make things our own. I like the artisanal element that continues to creep its way back into our lives and the things that we kind of rejected maybe during the 80s and 90s and consumerism, you know. It's like now there are meat markets again and there are, 19 and 20-year-old individuals, male and female, that are sewing and doing the things that kind of maybe, you know, we looked at our parents like they were a little bit crazy.
Growing their own food, too. That's something that I'm really excited about, too. Like, see that happening again.
It's happening, and it's happening in a big way here in the Miami Valley. And I think that folk music, folk art is probably underrepresented, especially for the quality.
For sure, for sure. And even in talking about the music, it's so cool. I've been having several discussions, and I'm getting ready to kind of talk to some people, some students about this tomorrow. But this idea that, you know, in the Dayton area, we have our, so many of us have our Appalachian roots in our family and maybe had an uncle or a grandfather or whoever who played a banjo or a mandolin, and how so many people of the sort of second and third generation out are taking this traditional music that is deeply rooted in their families and in this area and making something new out of it and really making it their own.
Yeah, for sure. There's a lot of people don't know this, but some of the great bluegrass pickers used to come to Dayton to record, and a lot of them like the Osborne Brothers, just one example, like they worked Fifth Street for, mm-hmm. Max and I were talking about this the other night. They looked just like up and down the street, you know, making a living. And, they said it was a great place to try out new songs. And, you know, and a lot of people don't think about that. Like Red Allen, there's tons of famous,
here at Antioch, yeah. First college campus to host a bluegrass concert in the country.
Really?
Fun fact,
really?
Fun fact. Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah. Yeah. So
thinking about it, that does seem fitting, you know, like breaking ground, yeah.
And you guys are returning to the Yellow Cab, which really kind of fits into what we're talking about here in terms of tradition and reclamation and things
community.
Like that and community.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a great positive about Yellow Cab is that it is an event space still, that the focus isn't being a day in and day out bar. There are a variety of things, you know, from makerspace events to obviously the food trucks and things that bring everyone downtown. It's been nice that over the last 4 years, I think we've really introduced a lot of individuals to Yellow Cab and what is happening down there. And hopefully we'll get them back out and continue to see everything that's really changed because, you know, as these shows are more and more successful, obviously their space will, you know, they're updating it and they're actually making changes that are necessary in order to make it the kind of place that they want it to be, and they can finally kind of start putting their mark on it. And every weekend they allow other people to come in and put their mark on it and then take it down and leave. So it's really – and it's an all-ages event. So, you know, that all-age venue makes it, you know, real easy on us. And they're just – they're great people. Mark and Tara and Jeff are just really easy to work with. And they see the benefit community-wise in what we're doing. And
the all ages aspect has to be so nice for you guys because I know at so many of the summer festivals, by virtue of there being camping and it's outdoors, they can be all ages. But sometimes this time of year, because so many people are limited to the bar scene, having an all ages option can be difficult.
Yeah,
totally.
I know I've seen it pop up on my Facebook feed this past month, you know, some moms looking for ideas of what to do to bring, you know, some entertainment to their children.
Get them out of the house.
Right. You said it. Your words, not mine. Yeah, absolutely. So once again, it is all ages. And, you know, the event, the doors open at 7 and the music starts at 8. The evening's generally over before midnight, you know, so – you know, it's not the earliest start time. It's not midday, but I think that I know we've seen plenty of families and you know, it's not one of those really loud shows.
Right.
You know? This year we'll have some ear protection on hand for anyone who would need it. But
it's called Kleenexes.
Cotton balls.
No, we've like actually seen some of the same families come back out, you know, a couple years in a row, and
that's
I think
great.
That's so neat. Like, you know, there wasn't when I was growing up, like the flea market was really the closest thing like that where they had music and all this different stuff to check out. You know, Dad just couldn't take me. Well, I mean, he took me to the bar a couple times, but he wasn't supposed to take
right,
me. To the
right,
right. You know? So it's like you. There's not a lot that a whole family can go out and do, like unless you just want to hang out in the mall or like a retail space, you know, all the time. Like it's. I think that's part of the fun for families, you know, to come out and stuff. So.
And there's something to be said for building that kind of music appreciation in kids to be able to come out and like understand what live music is from an early age without the drinking aspect or whatever, you know, and just know that like you can go see music and it's awesome and it's so much fun.
It's a lot of fun, but it's not rowdy.
And you can remember it the next day too, you know. You
and we'll have Caravasos on hand. I don't know if everyone's familiar with that food truck. It's a new one to me, but I'm super excited.
I'm not real familiar with the menu.
Fusion Mexican.
Yeah. And it looked, everything they had on there looked really good. So
it did look
good. It sounded good. I mean, you know.
Yeah, so there'll be food.
Excellent.
And, doing some lighting this year. Friends
awesome.
At Mixclusive DJ Services are going to help us out with some lighting. So we'll look even better than we already do, right?
Yeah. I put on a nice cardigan, and Charlie actually got his haircut this week, and I was like, oh, you got your haircut for the radio. And then it dawned on me that they can't see us. Once again, I do this every time. I'm like, I look nice.
For the radio.
Yep.
Well, we are talking about Winterfest 2017, Winter Folk 2017. It is a festival of music and art, great for the whole family. It's happening January 28th at the Yellow Cab in downtown Dayton. And we've got a link up to all of the details on our Facebook page, facebook.com/kaleidoscoperadio. And guys, is there anything else you think folks should know before they make plans to come on out and bring the whole family?
You know, I've been telling my closest friends, and I'll tell everyone now over the air who are now my closest friends too, that I would show up early. Last year was we got an amazing response and a great turnout, and there were periods of time, you know, where we had to gauge, you know, how many people we could let in and out.
Yeah.
So I would say come early.
So doors open at 7.
Doors open at
all
7.
All right.
Yep. It's $10 day of the show.
If you can bring cash to the actual door, that makes it a lot easier, and have your ID ready. All that good stuff.
Yeah.
All that good stuff. Awesome.
Bring your dancing shoes.
Excellent. Well, speaking of dancing shoes and some live music, I think we're gonna hear a couple more from our acoustic performers. But Harold, Charles, thank you guys so much for telling us all about this.
Thanks so much for having us. Thank you.
We're talking about Winterfolk 2017. It's January 28th at the Yellow Cab Building. And a little earlier, we heard from some of the solo performers, and we're going to twist their arms a little bit to do one more each. We've got John DeBuck, Charlie Jackson, and Achilles Tenderloin in the house. And John, would you start us off with one more?
Sure. I'd be happy to. This is for Harold and yeah, Charles, for you too, man. But yeah, this is a love song. You got style all the while, silver in your touch, and tack on grace just in case your style needs a crutch. Not that the latter should even matter, you got the former to burn. Just 'cause you're you, you got them eyes too, Valita, when will you learn? There's no sense waiting your turn, Valita. What I'm gonna get you, the girl who has everything. If you need a hand to hold, I'll let you. Ain't no telling what the night can bring. You got looks not like you see in books. You ain't what they call cute. You got the kind no words can find, with the brains to boot. Take off your lipstick, it's such a cheap trick. Take off the powder and shine. Why such a young pup acting so grown up? Valita, tell me why. You got nothing, baby, you got nothing but time. Valita, what I'm gonna get you, the girl who has everything. If you need a hand to hold, I'll let you. Ain't no telling what the night can bring. You take all the flat and dull notes in the world, you learn them to swing. Put all them pouty faces in their places like they don't mean a thing. You got guts from soup to nuts. You're as salty as you are sweet. If she were here today, Joan of Arc might say, Valita, take my seat. The day they named you, they should have framed you and hung you right in the Louvre. Three-quarter profile, little half smile, plotting out your next move. You got nothing, baby, you got nothing to prove. Valita, what I'm gonna get you, the girl who has everything. If you need a hand to hold, I'll let you. Ain't no telling what the night can bring. Ain't no telling what the night can bring. Ain't no telling what tonight will bring, Valita.
John DeBuck, live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO. He's got an album coming in February. We'll keep an ear out for that one. Thanks, John.
I'm giddy.
Charlie Jackson, you want to do another one for us?
Yeah, I think I remember at least one more.
All righty.
All right. This one's called Wine and Roses.
Meet me at the river when the sky turns gold. Don't leave me waiting long, 'cause I'm a good old boy with good intentions. Intentions can lead you wrong. Plowing out of my head with the words you said, and your daddy won't be home till dawn. So if you're feeling alright, I could dance all night. So baby, keep some records on. These are the days of wine and roses. These are the nights that never end. These are the days we'll look back on someday and wonder what might have been. These are the days of wine and roses. Grass with the sun on our faces, talking about the days to come. Walking hand in hand by the river bank in that endless summer sun. Our hopes and dreams and plans and schemes, we have the days all gone. Gave you my heart, but now we're miles apart. Is our love this strong? These are the days of wine and roses. These are the nights that never end. These are the days we'll look back on someday and wonder what might have been. These are the days of wine and roses. It's something beautiful and strange. These are the days we'll look back on and wish to God we could do over again. These are the days of wine and roses. These are the days of wine and roses. Meet me at the river when sky turns gold, and don't leave me waiting long.
Charlie Jackson, live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO. And you've got an album or an EP, a recording, let's call
yeah,
it, to look forward
recording.
To. All right. Well, we will keep an eye out to the social media to find out when you're closer to releasing that, but it'll give us something to look forward to this year. Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you very much.
And Achilles Tenderloin, would you do one more for us?
Oh, I'd be honored. And this is a newer one. Get off of this bus. I'm gonna lay down and kiss the ground. If I ever get off of this bus, I'm
gonna lay down and kiss the ground. I ain't got a soul. Throw my arms around. Woke up this morning with a suitcase. I had a suitcase in my hand. Woke up this morning. Suitcase in my hand. Face against the glass, but I couldn't recognize the land. Turn white sand to snow. One night to flatten mountains. Turn white sand to snow. This old gray beast freights loneliness. Takes it everywhere I go. Stretch before me like a wind arc ocean rolling up and down. Wires stretch out before me town.
Achilles Tenderloin, live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. And I know you've got lots of songwriters nights and lyricist lounge and all that good stuff coming up this year, so we will keep an eye to the Facebook for those. We've got links up to connect with all three of our artists as well as Winter Folk 2017 on our Facebook page, facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. And that event again is January 28th at the Yellow Cab. It's Winter Folk 2017. Guys, thank you, all three of you, so much for being here and performing for us this evening.
Thank you.
Thank
Juliet.
You. Had a good time.
Thanks, Charlie. Thanks, Harold.
It was a lot of fun.
Check out Winter Folk 2017 on our Facebook page, facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. This is member supported 91.3 WYSO Yellow Springs, Dayton, Springfield, and online at wyso.org. WYSO is a community service of Antioch College for the Miami Valley and beyond.